from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
All eyes of the golf world are on Hoylake, England, where the British Open got underway earlier this morning. Among the Americans, Phil Mickelson will tee off later this morning. Tiger Woods got underway a little while ago. The Brewers return from the All-Star break on Friday night at Washington, and one big question mark is the immediate future of shortstop Gene Segura. He returned to his home in the Dominican Republic last weekend, and after learning that his 9-month-old son had died after a brief illness, Brewer GM Doug Melvin has been trying to reach Segura to find out his plans for rejoining the team. He said his office has left messages, but as of yesterday, they were still waiting to hear from Segura. Melvin said the team will support him in whatever he decides to do. He can remain on the team's official bereavement list through tomorrow. If he's still not back, the Brewers could put him on the restricted list. Ilian Herrera will take his spot on the roster. The first pro soccer exhibition match played at Milwaukee's Miller Park ended in a 1-1 tie last night. Over 31,000 fans watched Chivas of Mexico's top league take on Swansea City of the English Premier League. After a scoreless first half, Swansea midfielder Nathan Dyer scored the first goal of the night. The equalizer came on a penalty kick in the 90th and final minute. The Bucks got crushed in the Summer League by San Antonio 100-71. They've got one more game in Las Vegas against Golden State tomorrow. They also are reportedly close to acquiring free agent point guard Jared Bayless. He split time last year between Memphis and Boston. For the second consecutive night, the Woodchucks erased a late deficit and beat Kalamazoo 6-4. Paul DeJong finished 3-for-4 and had his league-leading 14th home run of the season. Also, Wisconsin Rapids got a win over Lakeshore 8-2. That's sports. I'm Tom King.